Eddie.
Yeah.
I think the appropriate subject to speak now is 3 weeks. It's 3 weeks. You know that Pesach night. Okay, let's begin it. The Ramchal says in Das Tuno is there's two ways the way Hashem conducts His relationship with us. There's two systems in the relationship. Mitzad HaKodesh Baruch Hu. I get it in His language, in His lotion. There's an hogef in Ha'ores ponim. There's an hogef in a hester ponim. There's an hogef. A conduct of He shows Himself visible, He's here for you, you see Him. Beyond the night, Pesach night was the epitome of our responding. Matan Torah was the epitome of our responding. Neich Hashem Alakecho, Asher Tzichom Eretz Mitzrayim. Beyond the night. Then there is an opposite Hanoga, Biyuk the opposite. Neich Aster Aster responding, going to hide and hide. The same on Neichi. I, which revealed Himself, Matan Torah, Pesach night, Ani Hashem, Bechoy Di Ba'atzmi, Lot Malach, Lot Shliach, Lot Sorof, Ani Hashem, Bechoy Di Ba'atzmi. Hashem revealed Himself beyond any ability to deny Him. The same Anoichi, Astir Panai, gonna hide. Totally hide. So this is the two Anhogas, which is equaling each other. The same Anoichi, which it's beyond any denial. Pesach night, the same Anoichi will be in the, let's call the pyramid, let's say the Holocaust. Where are you, Hashem? How could this such an event was God in the Holocaust? The same Anoichi totally disappears. What is the same Anoichi? And this is actually Pesach night, when Mashiach will be here, we're going to have the Korban Pesach, then the mitzvah is going to be a matzah and roirim yachlu. We'll have to eat the Korban Pesach shows the unison. Then we're having our first dinner together. That's the Korban Pesach. We sacrifice the slaughter, the avodah zarah of the Mitzri, and we're eating it together with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We eat Shmei Pesach Beisah, we locked up with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The highest revelation, that's Korban Pesach. But this Korban Pesach, when we had a Korban Pesach, was conditioned that he eat them with matzahs and meroidim, and matzahs and meroidim yachlu. If you have no memory, there's no matzah, there's no matzah, there's no more. Today, matzah is the rice, and more is not the rice, more is the ribbono. The symbol of matzahs and meroidim, matzah is freedom. Freedom. That's, we got freed. That's Pesach night. The revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us. Moroid is the opposite. There has to be. And we have to come to the accomplishment and to reach. We have to come to the accomplishment to reach to the unison of Eden Korban Pesach to these two approaches, Matzos and Meroyim Yachlu. If a person could only make up with Hashem, if you conduct with me right, or only you conduct me wrong, then I'm looking out for you, but when everything is fine, I forget about you. Moral is also a system to bring you close to Hashem. As much people as there was God in the Holocaust, there are many people found God in the Holocaust, and you have nobody else but God when you go back to Hashem. So this is actually Pesach night and Tisha B'Av night. Pesach night, Tisha B'Av night is the same night, the same day. In Adbash, everyone knows that. Aleph, the first day of Pesach is Tov Tisha B'Av. Beis, the second day of Pesach is Shavuos. You always know whenever. We had less Pesach Shabbos. Was the first day of Shabbos, the Pesach of Shabbos is Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av. We see it also in the Kines. It says in Yerushalayim, it says in Mitzrayim. It's one match. So you have to understand where are we benefiting most. You know that Tisha B'Av is called Moed. Koro Olai Moed. Moed means a mitzvah. Oil Moed. Chosen Kal, the meeting, the Cheder Yehud, that's called Moed. Moed is meeting. Pesach night, Hashem comes to us. Or Hashem takes us to Him. We were totally flat, totally Mitzrayim, totally gone. And Mem Teshara Tumo, Evda Boyd Zorah, the Loshna Kabbalah, Katnas the Moichi, no brain, no thinking. In a way that no way can you look for Hashem. A man is in a coma. He gets all the service. He gets respirator, he gets the food and everything, everything. We don't ask anything from him. We give everything, we do everything to take him out of the coma. When Jewish people were in the coma in Mitzrayim, so Hashem came to us. Moshe Rabbeinu, Asura Makoy, took us into the desert, Kiryas Yamsuf. Everything was Yisriusu de la Eila. We cut us the Moichi. Her brain was shut. So, we met the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pesach night. We met the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Har Sinai. Of course, Hashem took us to him. He embraced us. Bekachti Eschem Azroisa, I took you my Aram, took us into Eretz Yisrael, we called him Pesach together. In that sense, we were all equal. We were all equal because we were all more or less in the same category. When Hashem comes, he shows himself to us, takes us to him. But that's not the final unison. When you, if we would be, ultimate destiny is to come to Mashiach. Ultimate, to finally to get married and to do what we're supposed to be done. Okay, let's meet. Our yachas with the Kodesh Baruch is a marriage. As they say, Kadosh Ami is a chupa v'kiddush. Why did Hashem use the metaphor of marriage? Why is it not bad? Why is it not good to use the metaphor of father and son? It's much. A child could never be divorced. A marriage could be dissolved. It's a divorce. So why is Hashem using a marriage? Enochanama, the child-father relationship has an advantage. You can never be detached. But it's a disadvantage. It's not a partnership. We didn't ask the child, you want to become my child. He just bored me. He bored me. He didn't even want it. He's even angry at us. Why you brought me into this miserable world? He wanted to have a child. Why me? Fine. It's not. You can't dissolve it. But it's not a partnership. Marriage is a partnership. The ultimate goal is to be together. To have a shalom hareyus. We should be able to live together forever. To fulfill the whole purpose of the creation. The whole existence of us, as the Ramchal says in Sifrei Shorim, Lo Nivra Odom Elu Kedei Lisanegel Hashem VeLehen, as Mitzvah Shchinoso, we came in to enjoy us, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In order to that enjoyment should be at the fullest level, we have to feel that we're participating, we deserve it, we earned it, no less than the husband. Rim Sholem Ba'asis, when Kala and Chosu feel that we need each other, we give each other, you can't make it without me, and I can't make it without you. So we both deserve the relationship. That's the mile of marriage. Yes, it has a disadvantage, unfortunately, that you could sue it, you could divorce. But if you don't divorce, you work on Sholem Bayis, nothing matches that. Now, in a marriage, there's three phases. There's three phases in a marriage. The first thing is, in order to get married, you have to get engaged. You have to look for each other, you have to get acquainted to each other, you have to make a decision, do you want it or don't you want it? Engagement, that's phase number one. Once you got engaged, comes the actual ceremony of making the marriage. That will be in the wedding, the Sheva Brochas, the honeymoon. In other words, to consummate, to make this marriage work, you have to go through the ceremony, which is the chasana, the nisui. There's a lot of different marriages. There's musicians and dancers and batchonim and rabbon and everyone comes. And that's the second phase. The third phase is the yichud. Then, over the marriage, everyone leaves, even the vaitis are gone. Everyone is gone. So now Chos and Kala have to go home together. That's the yichud. So there's three phases. Phase number one, the engagement was in Mitzrayim. When we were in Mitzrayim, nobody was forced to leave Mitzrayim. There was no duty, a mitzvah, for anyone to leave Mitzrayim. And therefore 80% didn't left. I don't want it. For the same reason, Odom Rishon didn't want it. Odom Rishon didn't get married to Hashem. And Noach didn't get married to Hashem. And you don't have to. You can't force. A woman is not commanded to be married. She's not commanded to have children. Needless to say, the most basic, fundamental necessities which we men have to do with, one, to bring children is the first mitzvah. Two, to get married. If you don't get married, you're worthless. If you can't get married, you live it to the way it should be. You can't be married to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. At the same time, the woman is not commanded. She doesn't have to get married, and she doesn't have to have children. She put her piri veriga. Once she's married, she is chai because she gives it to her husband. If you don't live with your wife in Saudi, you have no Torah, no Berachah, nothing. You're worthless. And a woman doesn't say so. A woman could accomplish her mission, she'll be close with Hashem. She doesn't want to be part of the marriage. She has no commandment to be married. If she wants to stay single, she could stay single. She's better from that. That's Delof. Kaviyochu, Kuchbok is Al-Khosen, we are his color. Adam Rishon was created, he created a potential color. He didn't force him. You, my wife, who is the child of Hashem? The world. The purpose of the creation. The purpose of creation is the baby of Hashem. Precious. Is my wife. Toyr is the relationship. Hashem created the world for himself. In order to bestow goodness, the son of Hashem, he should be able to give. Hashem wants to share himself with us. But I can't force it on you. There's no marriage of force. So Hashem created Adam with all the beauty and gave him the taste. What does it mean, Adam? He showed him everything, what your purpose is. Also, but he said, I can't command you to be it. I must give you the right of stay single, independent of me. And that was the first step which Hashem said to Adam and Eve. Look, the vision full I created. See what I need you. 10 doubts, how to calculate, how to pay attention, don't destroy my world. And please choose me. How? Bye. Don't go to my. I gave you a room to stay single. There is a dust over outside of the garden. You could stay single there. You could make your life there. But if you want to stay with me, don't leave the cheder. You could stay with me garden. Don't go out to my competition. I have to give them an option. And we all know what he did. He says, no, I don't want to be married to you. Noach Tzadik, the same thing. I will serve you, will do everything, but I'm not committed to marry to you, that I am responsible to complete your world. I'm responsible. I'm not willing to serve you, but I wouldn't be your wife. Until Avraham Avinu came, he killed his boy. What did he do? He recognized that the whole purpose of creation doesn't come into existence. Hashem hasn't got nobody. And that's what the Mishnah says. For 2,000 years, Hashem was angry. Kula machism lefodaf. 20 generations from Adam till Avram, kula machi, all of them angered. Hashem is angry, they have no partner. Whereas Adam and Ishim was a tzaddik, Sheis, Anor, Shelach, Noach, Shem, Eved, a big man. They were unbelievable big people. Fine. You use your rights, not to stem. Just like you would say, a man wants to get married, and he's proposing to everyone to get married because he has to bring children to the world, but nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. And you can't force anyone. And every single woman has the right to say, I don't want to be married. For whatever reason that is, I just don't want to be married. So first, I can't punish you. It's your right. But I'm angry. That's what Hashem was. And Avraham Avinu recognized the fact that Hashem is angry. Here he made a marble, Dora Floger. The whole purpose of creation doesn't come into existence. And everyone knew that. Noach knew that. But I just still don't want it. And that's when further by. So Avraham Avinu made a commitment. Avraham Avinu was dating Hashem. So I would ask you, was Hashem searching for Avraham, or Avraham was searching for Hashem? What would you say? How do you know? Who was searching for who? Who was looking for who? Avraham was looking for Hashem. Hashem went into hiding. Hashem was hiding. In other words, you want me to come forward to show you. Now why should Hashem do like that? Because when Hashem came to other magicians and I told them, look at the beautiful world I created, and you my wife, and 10 doubts, I'll take up, and don't destroy, don't be single, I need you. Build my world. Hashem gave him everything. And what did he do? He goofed. When Hashem gives you everything, bribes you everything, then you goofed. So Hashem says, no, I won't trust you anymore. I will not approach you. I will not promise you anything. Let me see if you really need me. And that was the first one of Avraham Avinu, he killed his boy. Therefore Hashem put him in a position that Hashem is in total hiding. And I would say, that's what the Ramachal says, the Amhogef and Hester upon him. Because when you see, we're going to bring it down to our times of today, before Mashiach, when you see Hashem is in total hiding, you don't understand Hashem, and you're picking your brain, you say, what can I do for you, Hashem? You're never going to lose it. When you have challenges today, you have challenges of today to difficult panosa, You have to be exposed to the internet, to the world, whatever it is. You have habits, you have situations, you have to fight, you have to struggle to get away from the world. So there's two ways how you make the struggle. How do you get disconnected from your Yetzer Hara, from your inner Yetzer Hara? One, you're stuck in this marriage, you're a Jew, you're going to have Gehenna, this and this and that. And that's one way. And over there you fall. Because when you get a flick, you get something to fall. The other way, you say, what can I do for you? I'll be a Avraham Avinu. What can I do for you, Hashem? You're in trouble. Hashem is in trouble. The world is koged. The world goes, spits Hashem in the face. Nobody cares anymore. No matter what Hashem does, we don't react. So all of a sudden, start looking at Hashem. Hashem is a miskin. He's a Tzara Shechina. What can I do? That's Avraham Avinu. One, the minute when you go towards Hashem because you pity Hashem, Hashem is in hiding, say, what can I do for you? You're not struggling. Because when you feel the taste, I'm giving to Hashem, that's Avraham Avinu, with chesed and koyach. And that's exactly what Hashem did. Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu started searching for Kadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't get a free ride. As more he discovered Hashem, Hashem went deeper into hiding. So in his chance, he said, prove yourself. Prove yourself what price I'm willing to pay to be my wife. How much I'm willing to sacrifice. Other magicians walked away from Hashem, which was created by Sodom and Amoris. Hashem created by Sodom and Amoris. That's the whole Torah, Seiris HaDibros. In other words, he had everything, knew everything, saw everything, and he walked away from it. So Hashem goes into hiding, deeper, deeper, deeper hiding. And Avraham Avinu proved that that was a Sodom Nisyonis, which equals the Sodom and Amoris, the Seiris HaDibros. If Avraham Avinu walked away from the Seiris and Amoris, which I gave him a gift, You prove me that you go into Mimamak and Kurisiro deeper. Every Nisoyan is an additional conviction that you really look for me, you're willing to pay any price. And the last Nisoyan was the most terrible Nisoyan. Here Hashem told him, promised him, okay, you're going to get married. Brisbane Absorim. But Brisbane Absorim, Hashem made already a commitment to vote. It wasn't the engagement party. But the vote, you know, you make. Before the engagement, there's a word, one thing before, we're going to get engaged. That word was done at the age of, by Brisman of Son, age of 70. He went through already many missions. He got engaged. Hashem lifted him out above the world. Habet HaShemayim looked down to the world, and so on and so. And the Zerach Eter says, oh, if your children are going to be exclusively my nation, they're going to be my wife, they're going to be the Torah. Hashem gave him everything. And he told me, you're going to have a son. And finally, at the age of 100, he got the son. Age of 100, he got Yitzchok. And this Yitzchok was that Kibi Yitzchok, Ekol, Chazor. I got the promise. He made it, finish. Everything is the whole price. He showed him the finished product. Yitzchok is Mashiach. Also, the Kodesh Baruch Hu allows us to sue the Lazarus of Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the Tzchok Osel Yerakim. The final, Ozimon, the Tzchok Pinu. Hashem gave him with Yitzchok, he showed his final accomplishment. So, he should be happy now. 37 years later, all of a sudden Hashem said, go slowly, everything over, finish. And everything on. Can you imagine what the sign it was? So you promised, you made a vote, you're going to get engaged, you're going to give the Torah, you give everything, and taking back everything, destroying the world. And the world. What does everybody do? No. Doesn't ask anything. In any, I'm here. I'm looking for you, I'm not looking for myself. Imagine the darkness, then he saw it, and then he proved himself. Then he got the absolute avtocha that finally you deserve it. Even when we don't deserve it, that's what the final avtocha. That's what Avraham Avinu was. So now, because Hashem promised him. So Avraham Avinu asked the question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eda Keri Shana. I made it, I looked for you, and I proved myself. But how do I know my children proved themselves? I don't want them to inherit my merits. I want every individual Jew should marry Hashem independently. I want every Jew should be Avraham Avinu himself. I don't just want to give him over what I earned. I want they should earn it on their own. So Hashem, okay, that's what you want, okay. They're going to go through the same process as you went through. You had a father, Terah, who everybody deserved, and the whole world went against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You single-handedly started fighting for Hashem, Echotoy Avraham. So will I bring the children into Golos after Golos after Golos after Golos, and they're going to dissolve, and they're going to become a part of society, part of the world. Goy v'kerev goy, mem t'charitum, il v'il ovid v'yidazoreh. And then I'm going to take him out from Golus. Those who want it, they have to prove themselves. So this gives a little bit of understanding. Just the 80% that didn't leave Mitzrayim, they weren't total fools. Or the Manishin also didn't choose to become the wife of Hashem. No, also didn't come. And the 80% is too big for me, too much for me. I don't want it. And you have the right not to want it. 80%, 20% came out. The 20% also, Abba Bonim, Chocham, Rosh Hatam, Sha'edin, the Alisha. Abba Bonim. The truth of the matter is, this is, every Yetzer Hara almost would have a chiddush to say it, even if it's not in the context of what we're talking about. But the Seder of the Abba Bonim is not the Seder. It's not Seder. Rosh should be the last one, right? Chocham Rosh. It goes in pairs. Chocham Rosh is one pair. In Tamshe Elish is the second pair. Since the Anhoga of Hashem started off is to two systems, how Oros Ponim and Hashem shows himself, or Hester Ponim. So when Hashem shows himself, you have one of the two, either be a Chocham, either a Rosh. Chocham, you take advantage, as Hashem showed you. The Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu. Rosh, Koirach. Egel, Meraglim. Whenever there is a conduct of Hashem, of Oros Ponim, the response could be either via Chocham, either Rosh. There's no in between. You're not confused. I just don't want it. Egel, Meraglim, Nasa Rosh, Nasa Mitzrayim, or why did I went out? I don't want to become, I regret my engagement. I don't want to get married to you. That's a Rosh. My point is Rosh. So if it goes in pair, the Chocham in Rosh is in a time, and there is Oros Ponim. There's a Hester Ponim, he doesn't understand Hashem. Then the other pair is, the response is either a Tam Mazo, what does Hashem want, where is God and all that? He's asking questions. Or, apathy, I don't care. Any Alisha, God. I think today we're living in that situation. People don't ask questions. Some years ago, 20 years ago, people still ask, still fighting. Mazo is, they're asking, anybody's asking questions. You could tell them, yeah, I don't care, I just don't care. It's a terrible thing. In other words, we're living now in the time of Hester Ponim. You don't understand Hashem. And there's two ways to respond. Either you fight, ask question, Mazo is, what does Hashem want? Or you don't care. Now, if you ask a question, I know 20 years ago, still, when we used to make semester, secular people used to be fights. It's a fist fight almost. All night, the more he was fighting for his rights, if it's true, the easier it became about Shiva. You broke him. Today, the same seminar, same lectures, yeah, so proud of it being a Jew. Nobody's fighting you. It's beautiful. Why don't you? I just don't want it. You can't do anything. How can you kill me? At Pesachov, you have to open up. Listen, it's a terrible, terrible generation. Today, if you see today, the nicest families, find you just walking away, nowhere. Just walk away from ideology, became a communist, socialist, Zionist. No, I just don't care. I don't care. End of the rally show. That's the last point. This is the final verse where we're out today. Okay. So, but since Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to marry your children, I'm going to give them the Torah, and together we, in partners, are going to build the world to become the Mashiach, the Cheder HaYichud, to enjoy each other's company, the Sanigal Hashem and the Tishkin also. They're going to be your children. But first, I'm going to send them down to Mitzrayim, and they're going to dissolve as you, Avraham, was dissolved. You start from the bottom, you search for me. After you worship Avodah Zorah and Terach in such a terrible world, so will be your children. Koy Yezerach. Kafar Oretz. It's going to be Kokoy Peshmaim or Kafar Oretz. Either Chochom, either the Rosh. It's going to be taught in the bottom. V'achek and Yetzir v'chus Godol, and then they're going to come out with a great fortune. What fortune? That they decided to come out. But I will not force them to come out. Just I didn't force you, Avraham, to become Avraham. I didn't force Avraham Arishon to sin. That's you, Bechira. They will give. How will Hashem, after all, guarantee that you're going to come out? So Hashem says, I'm going to maneuver so to give an opportunity that those who really want to come out, they're going to be able to come out. I'm going to enable them, but they have to make the final decision. How? Look what he did. For one end, the Mitzrayim Koshashim. A Holocaust. Auschwitz, Treblinka, killing, and so on and so. And they're going to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please get me out of this hell. Koish HaShibu. So there's one reason to come out, because I'm in trouble. The second reason, Moshe Rabbeinu comes, a sort of markers, revelation, promises, and so on and so on. So, is it enough to make him decide to come out? And with these two reasons, 20% made it, hardly. Four levels. Even the Russia made it. Hashem, thank you. Okay, that was the engagement. It is Mitzrayim is the engagement. You use the fact that 80% even then didn't want to come out. When we were in the Holocaust, you know, everyone was crying for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even the atheists was crying for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Never mind the religious people. But after we got out of the Holocaust, did everyone count about Shuvah? They got angry at the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why you went through this, what you went through? When they were in Mitzrayim, of course they were crying. Yitzhakol Hashem, Yishra Shavosam, Hashem took him out. But once they were out, they spit him in the face. They didn't go out. 80% they became angry even at Kodesh Baruch Hu. Show you that every person has to have his own ability and own choice. Do you want to get engaged to Kodesh Baruch Hu or not? So those who came out, they got engaged. And David Hashem calling them, Zachar Tilach Chesed Arayim. Did Chesed hit me? I didn't force you. You didn't have to come out. Could stay in Mitzri. The fact you left Mitzrayim, you're willing to get married to me, you did Chesed hit me. So it means Avraham Avinu did Chesed with Hashem. Chesed is Chaserim Koina. Those who chose to come out did Chesed with Hashem. So now the wedding starts. Now the wedding, once you got engaged, and Shaul's spear of Omri hand is in every throne, yes, sir. She said yes. Now she gets cold feet. No. You got engaged, you have a commitment, you get under, they slap you under the Niruchup, you know. Chosen Kala goes with Untafidas. You can't change your mind. They let you in. And you keep it there under the wedding with all kind of tricks, either dancing, whatever it is, thanking, singing, drinking, everything. Chosen Kala hardly see each other at the wedding. They have no business with each other, come on. Everyone's entertaining, being entertained, and busy with the whole world. But with each other, hardly have. The whole wedding is actually a ceremony to cement your engagement, okay? You got married, that was Mekadoshim. But that is only a means to get to the Yichud. It has to come the end of the wedding, all of everyone disappears, all the musicians, all the dancing, you have given the way to Sagar. So now Chosen Kala has to meet. Now the Kala gets cold feet. It's not the Chapel of Mashiach who needed the whole thing. But they made him a sugar, they promised that, okay, they were dancing, but she never thought of it. But now, start serious business, going home, surrendering to your husband, and so on. So that's the Yichud. And she's not, it's happening, sure, she's not looking forward to get in, because it's big trouble. I spent so much money on such a wedding, so much dancing. Kids met up with Nakala, Achnosis Kala, everything is done, she just induced the Kala, she should come in. But after everything is over, she's changing her mind, she has cold feet. So that's the Yichud. Now, the Meral says, Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Derech Agav, there's a mitzvah, Mantiskar, Hashem Tseizkso, Me'eretz, Mitzrayim, Kol Yemecheich, there's a mitzvah to remind yourself all the time, leaving Mitzrayim, means to say you have to reinforce your own individual engagement. You have to give up something where the world holds you, what your husband doesn't like. Give up, engagement, leaving Mitzrayim. If Mitzrayim keeps you, I don't know what keeps you, the internet, with the BlackBerry, or with the iPhone, with whatever that is, give it up. The person doesn't like it. You can't walk into the Chayin Yuchot with your iPod, with your BlackBerry. It's going to be the biggest insult. You can't bring in the world into the Chayin Yuchot. That's called giving up your hobbies, giving up Mitzrayim, which the 80% weren't stupid, they didn't come out, they were too much addicted, they were not willing to give it up. Not willing to give it up. I would wonder if you would take today people who die, Christ, Mashiach, Ram, Mashiach, and everything. In America, they made a statistic, a survey for the American public. If you would have a situation that you have to make a choice, one of the two, for 30 days to be totally disconnected from your children and your family, 30 days totally disconnected and isolated from your family, or 30 days totally isolated from technology, what would you choose? 80% choose, I give up my family, I can't be this kind of technology. That's a serious survey. I think 80% was in the time the same thing. The money gets married, 80% couldn't get away from technology. So therefore, Matiska said, Chodor Vodor, in every generation today, Tosh in 2012, Chayav Adam Lius is asking, Achshav Patuba Atzma Yotzim Mitzrayim. You have to make a commitment to get engaged to Kodesh Baruch Hu Bavad by leaving, reinforce your engagement, never mind the wedding yet. The engagement, you have to leave Mitzrayim, that's the first phase. Now, if you do it, so then you have to take on all Torah mitzvahs, that's the wedding. Says the Ranal, the wedding starts in Sinai, and it's going to go till end, till before the Yichud, till end of the wedding. I mean, all along the thousands of years, we were all under the celebration of Hashem in the wedding. There were sad weddings, there was happy weddings, there was all kinds, but everyone was a wedding. The Holocaust was no less enforced wedding, the relation with the Baruch Hu, than Shlomo Melech Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a happy wedding, and Auschwitz, Shlomo was a very sad wedding, but I know God doesn't accept us, God kicks you back. You want to be with me? No. People assimilated, people married to Goyim, having Goyish children, everything, and they gave him over to the Germans, kill him, make a Kodesh out of him. It's a wedding. Kofele Malki Gigis. The wedding is forced. Kofele Malki Gigis. And that wedding began in Sinai, and it goes all the way to the end of the day. And there's two types of wedding, Hor is Ponim, Esther Ponim. Some people out of desperation come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And some people having everything their way, leaving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shemam Tovisa Kasisa. When we had a happy wedding with Shlomo Melech Beshavta, nothing was missing to you, we got intoxicated. We kicked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't need him. There is a Mikdash that we didn't miss anything. Shem treated us the nicest way. Open the door of a Mikdash of Soranism every day. And you didn't avoid the Shvichas Domi. Destroyed the Mikdash. So comes the second wedding. The worst. Communism, socialism, fascism, going through markets, all kinds of things. And also the guy kicks you. Will you come back to me? It's the same system. Or this one master point. Where are they after the wedding? We're after the wedding. Even the waiters are gone. Nobody's on top of you. Nobody's on top of you. You're single. And now you have the Hashem's waiting. Are you willing to go into the Cheder Yichud? Are you to connect on your own? Nobody forces you. In Mitzrayim, when Hashem wants to induce us that we should get engaged, Hashem made a trick. What then gave us Pech from Paroi, now he gave us Moshe Rabbeinu. Before Yichud, Hashem doesn't make any tricks. You have to prove yourself. The God is not forcing you. You're free. You have democracy. You're free. You could go anywhere. For 2,500 years, we were in Golus, which was a sad wedding, but we know that we are Jews. You have been reminded all the time, you're Jew, you're Jew. And they always limited us, you can't have this, you can't have this, you have to live in a ghetto. Today, everything is open, everything is free. You realize 2,500 years, you limited us, everything was robbed and taken away, killing us, expelling us. Today, everything is free, everything is open. And not that you're taking away, we're giving you everything. There isn't a thing the world has, it doesn't, everything runs after you. You have the internet, and you actually, we are locked up in the concentration camp, the worst concentration ever was. That's the media. We are locked up, and you can't do without it. It's not just if I could live today in a desert and leave the world, to live in a primitive world, the Christ does, maybe I would have done it. It says the Ramah, that's what you're supposed to do. They don't allow you that. You can't exist. Even the Bedouins, you know, you have no electric, but they have portable TVs and they have the internet. That's no problem. You have Wi-Fi, you know, you have Wi-Fi. Wherever you go. I didn't sign up, I have no modem, I haven't got like an innocent computer, innocent thing for use, which you have to use for business and so, but on the air bus, free Wi-Fi. All of a sudden, they're stuck, they get hooked. So actually, in a big concentration camp. In America, the same, you give a will, wrote a will, and he asked in a will, he should be buried in a cemetery with his Wi-Fi. And he asked him, why do you need it? You're going to outsmart the system? He said, no, it's not for me. But if there's a Wi-Fi, my children will come there. If not, they wouldn't come there. See, we're so stuck in the world with the biggest prison now, and these fools, we let ourselves being locked up in it. Why? Because after the wedding, there's no force, no negative, no positive. Nothing, you have to make up your mind. After the wedding, now it comes the Yichud. Now let's go back to the halachic part. Kiddushin, the wedding, makes the chosen. The whole act of the Kiddushin is done by the chosen. The Kala is totally passive, doesn't do anything. She just stands covered, she sticks out her finger, accepting the ring. She doesn't say a word, nothing. He He says, "Hari apu kedusha shli." You need witness at him. Ma'isa kedusha, the wedding to mekadoshir, is all actively done by the chosen, and the kal is totally passive. The yichud, that is the opposite. The chosen totally passive. He sits in his own domain, in his own apartment. You kal actively have to leave the world, leave your family, and walk into my domain, surrender to me. She is the passive. She is the active. The chosen is passive. That's the ma'aseh. Tzavne meluim. Therefore, the act of kedusha needs edus, but the act of yichud doesn't need edus. According to Avraham, we don't need edi yichud. We need hadois baldin. I'm the kal who walked in. She doesn't make a ma'aseh kedusha, but she has to acknowledge I'm the one who walked in my chosen's domain. She doesn't have to do. You don't need edus for that. You need acknowledgement. Rabbi said, we are after the wedding. The wedding is over. Nobody forces you. You're open to go any direction. I add my own contribution, and I'm saying it in also you don't have to accept. I quoted you the Ramchal. There's two Ramchogas. One is the Oris Podim, one is Hesed Podim. We all acknowledge that, we all know, we all witness that. I come up with a third Hanoga, that our time of today, which is neither one, you have to decide what it is. Onoichi astir astir esponai. Hesteponim, Auschwitz was Hesteponim. I knew Hashem is there. I didn't understand you. The Churban Beis Hamikdash, Hashem is there. What I didn't understand is Hesteponim. Today we live in a situation. Who says Hesteponim? Look how many bodies kill us. Look how many people walk away. Onoichi astir astir. I will hide the Hesteponim that you don't even know the Hesteponim. And you have to make up what's going on here. That's our time of today. It's the most biggest confusion. And I may say, that's what Avraham Avinu also went through. Avraham Avinu wasn't total Hesterpon Ben Terach. He had the Rebbe Noach Tzadik. He had Shem Ben Noach. He sees Nimrod, and he sees Noach. And he had to find himself, neither Nimrod, neither Noach Tzadik. I'm committing myself to him. It's a very individual, a very total confusion. You know, today goes on. The big Yassif and the big technology, he said, I'm one of them. It's a very big, not because it's catastrophic. The situation is catastrophic. If I don't know what's going on. But to a certain extent, I'm getting frightened. You can't see not allowed and not allowed. You know how many thousands of Jews became Bachuva through the internet? How many Jews are connected to Kodesh Boku through the internet if they know how to use it? Hundreds of, tens of thousands of Jews. I know in South Africa, I visited once, came a Jew, one place in a village, became a Baal Tshuva. Through tapes, to the internet, to this 500 kilometers away from Johannesburg, came to visit me, heard my lessons, heard my lectures, my books, everything on the internet. So, it's not total. You have to channel what you make. It's a hesteponim that you don't, you know that in a hesteponim. For one, goes with Nimrod, the other one comes up from Avinu. You can't flatly say you can't have any connection, you know, so you can't say you should have connection because it grabs you. So you have to fight there, your mama Shavro Mavini alone. You have to fight your battle alone. And if your goal is not to look for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to pity a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to have mercy at a Kodesh Baruch Hu, chesed, shemis chesed im koinoi, the system will destroy you. Destroy you. To the point that I've been hesitating to go with the said with all means. So the bottom line, what do we do? What is the solution? You can't flatly say it's also when thousands of people live on that, as your rabbi, connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, all kinds of shiurim, connected to Yiddishkeit, when they have no other outlets to Kodesh Baruch Hu, through that, go ask them. So the moshul of that is the master of the Chazon Ish said already 60 years ago. He said it then, our situation, but today is so unbelievable, the reality. So what is it compared to a mountain? There's people in the bottom of the mountain, there's people on the top of the mountain. The people on the bottom of the mountain, they work in climbing, they want to go up and up and up and up. The people on top of the mountain, they were born on the mountain, they appreciate the way they are, they want to go down, down, down. So the people on the mountain go down. The people go, the mountain go up, where did they meet in between, and becomes a whole kugel, a whole salat. He's on the way up, he's the way down, and then we can mingle with each other, we're terribly confused, there where we are. There where we are. You have Avraham Avinu himself, you have to have clarity, you have to understand exactly. So how do you decide? How do you wear it? You can't assert it because some people climbing upwards with it. And you can't say it's kosher because people fall into that so easily. You have no idea. Every second family has a trouble with it, and you fall so far with it beyond cure. Unbelievable. People, I can't say what kind of catastrophe is going on. On Rosh Hashanah, on the internet, things at market sheer, at market store, so on. Wonderful. It's an innocent time. Addiction. So what can you do? It's a Holocaust. So the answer is that as follows. Imagine the Holocaust, 1942-43, the American Jew is free and is curious to know what's going on. And makes a trip to Europe, goes to Germany. From Sugarland, why you came? You're committing suicide. You had right to come down here? You had no right. You had no right to be saved. You committed suicide. But we, that we lived in the Holocaust, so what did you do? My father was acting like a Nazi. Had documents as a Nazi, was a detective Nazi, and saved Jews, saved us through that. He acted like a Nazi. He took the munitions of the Nazi and became a Nazi. But no Jew, there's many Jews acted like Nazis. Nobody became a Nazi. Because when you fight them, you don't become them. That's exactly the situation. If anyone, Baruch Hashem, leaves a material life and doesn't need it, and you take it, you expose yourself, you're going to fall. You committed suicide. Anyone is in the Holocaust, he grew from it, through that, you can't take it away from him. Anochi Astir, Astir Espon, Hashem is hiding the Estepon to such a that you can't get a straight answer and straight instruction how it's very individual, you, your situation, where are you, what is it, and so on, and so on, and so on. So the answer to that is that things which you have to, you have to in business, you have to do it, but remember, you're in a Holocaust. If you don't fight them, you're going to fall. Asher lekachtem yad ha-moiri b'charbi b'kashi, said Yaakov. I took away from the Moiri with a sword and with a bow and arrow. The both are tools, are ammunitions to fight the enemy. There's an ammunition which is called a sword that you fight face to face. You have to know how to use a sword. You face to face with the enemy. Either you kill, either you get killed. Then there's an arrow and a bow. You stay distance away from the enemy and you shoot in the arrow forward. Now the further you want to send the bow, the arrow to go, and with the impact, the more it has to be stretched backwards and then let go. That's a system. A seitot is a sword. Climb. It's a sword. You have to know how to use it. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. We today is the other system. Get away. Get away from the world to the heart. Farther, farther. Because if Hashem dragged us down to such a distance as we are, all Hashem wants, lech lecha, go, leave it. The fool stands next to him and says, I don't understand. You want to send the arrow forward, why are you stretching them backwards? He doesn't understand. The more you stretch backwards, let go, the more impact it has. There where we are. So the fact that we found ourselves in the bottom of the world, in the internet and everything available, and you let go, you imagine where you're reaching, that's Mashiach. That's the act we're living today. So that's matzah. Meroyim Echli, matzah is when Hashem reveals himself, is available for us. Meroyim is the bitter. But the confusion of our times of today is the really that you must become Gavrom Avinu himself. And this is what Elenov is teaching us. You have to become Ovois. It's a new teaching. Till now we all lived in Zikrut Toiras Moshe Av. It was the wedding. In the wedding, the Toiras Moshe wed us. Moshe took us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us the Torah. And we had plenty of trouble in the Midbar. Plenty of trouble. We are now in the Midbar. And this is the final thing which I just mentioned before. Where are we? Eze Chuchem HaMakavis Mokoy. Let's be honest. Till 25 years ago, we had no freedom whatsoever. You always had goals of Avat. You couldn't materialize what you want. You couldn't. Didn't let you learn, didn't let you this, didn't let you this. You got dragged away. Today, you have all the freedom. I think today our time is matching Shlomo HaMelech's time. Wherever a person really wants to go, they're going to help you. Abone Tayeh, Besainot. You want to be Mekubal, you're going to get places of Kabbalah, you get places of Choshen Mishpat, you get places of Heroah, You want to come a chos, you want to get nanach, you get tickets to them, I'm free. Whatever you want. They give you, they make you sugar. Whatever you want, you have all kind of groups, right? You could go to my Zilberberg, you could go here, you could go there, you could fly high. There isn't a thing in toys that you want, that you can't, will not get full help and support to get all the way. All the way. All kinds. Fact, about the Tamoids, in one instant, they drop you to the loss of the loss. Overnight. You can fall into the thousands of years of wickedness of riches couldn't so in one instant to convert you into the Choyte Machte Sarabu. That's our time of the day. This time was in Shlomo Melech's time. Ishtachas Netar Gaf. Nobody forced. He had Nevi'im, he had Sorenism, he had everything. And we missed it. That was Matzos. We had freedom. We had a wedding, very happy weddings. And we missed it. Now direct the opposite. The total has to put in. And you have to look for that. And Hester Betoch Hester. And it's Hester Betoch Hester. Here is a friend who got saved through the internet. And for you, internet is going to be hell. Going to totally destroy you. Now everyone wants to find out why I care, why I'm an exception. You bring 100 proofs why I can have it. Don't fool yourself. Because if you be without it, then you have to be out of it. You're not allowed to expose yourself to anything with this is. Are your friend is the opposite? That exactly is your individual test. Now, when we came out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Ben took us out of Mitzrayim, we came into the Midbar. What was in the Midbar? We have to know one thing. These two Yetzer Horus, two inclinations. One is Amalek, one is Parai. Amalek is an internal inclination, you were born with it, Pesach, Chatzos, Roivis, you can't get rid of it, you're never going to get rid of it until Mashiach. Only Mashiach will come with Ruach Tuma Ava Mino Oretz, then Amalek is finalized. That's called Yitzre da Aroyes, the Yitzre of Aroyes, temptations. The Yitzre da Voidezore, that's part of the outside, we were not born with. The opposite. A normal person would not have a Yitzre to worship Avoid. It's stupidity. So when the Yitzre da Voidezore come into, after you want to serve your Yitzre da Aroyes, the obvious Avoidezore, if you're the Hatrem Aroyes. Aroyes is in a temptation. But you want to justify it, you want to legalize it, you want to make it available. So you're going to avoid the Zoris. So you go to all kind of groups who justify it, you're allowed to do that. So the whole Paro is an external avoid the Zoris, which you could very easily get rid of him, but you don't get rid of the inner avoid the Zoris. So Baruch Hashem took us out from the outside avoid the Zoris, from Paro, from avoid the Zoris, and took us into, we got free of Paro, but you don't get free of your own Amalek. You came into the Midbar. And what happened to the Midbar? Look, just like to motivate us that you should be willing to leave Mitzrayim, Hashem had to do two things. Koish HaShivut, give you patch, and Moish HaBein to Oysen Semoysen. And that enabled 20% to come out. Once we came out of Mitzrayim, we came into the Midbar, was the same thing. Now you have to fight the inner avoid the Zorah yourself. So what did Hashem had to, in order to fight that, Hashem had to show himself. Mamat Har Sinai, eating man, Moshe Rabbeinu. But he had to give it the other side to his Koirach, his Mesoininim, his Egel Azov, his the Meraglim. You had to, all of a sudden you, and anyone who had Yisrael the Aroyas, you walked with others. And the final phase was just before, in the Midbar, to go into the Cheder HaYichud. The Midbar was the wedding. You had the wedding. In the wedding there's many fashlos, you know, many problems in the weddings. So in the Midbar there's many weddings. But after leaving the Midbar, coming to the Cheder HaYichud, there was the real test. What was the final fashla in the wedding? Rois Moyav. Unbelievable things. Zimri Ben Soli. And Nosi Be Yisroel. Basiso Mitelech Letzon, slight taken it. It was giving us the ability to prove yourself. Are you single-handedly willing to destroy your Yitzhak the Aroyas? And there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. Nermamena Halocha. That was the final phase of the Midbar. Now, anyone who proved himself, they went into Eretz Yisroel. In order to snap, they died in the Midbar. Because he didn't make the Yichud. Mitzvah was the time, the wedding, and after you have to make the yichud. No Micha Novi says, Kemet says from my inside and your clothes. Just like when you came, the same process, when you came out of Mitzrayim, was the engagement, the wedding, and going to Eretz Yisrael is the Yichud. We will be replaced before Mashiach is coming. Where are we today? You're not in Mitzrayim anymore, you have freedom. You could receive Torah. We are today in the Midbar. And now you see who makes it, who doesn't make it. Some people come back to us with the internet. And some people, with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, with an Akash Melech, go back to Egel Azov, from Meraglim, and they go with him and Soli. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't help you, you have to make up your mind. There where we are today. We are in the final phase. We are after the wedding. Nobody, Abol Etayir, Messiah Eloi, Abol Etamiz, Pois Chiloi, they allow you. When I was young, forgive me, give a personal story, of the Yeshiva Ketana, you know, a boy at Chavez said, maybe you should go watch some movie. But I couldn't have payers, how can you go watch movie? There's a movie in Talpiot, there's a movie there. I'm going to be embarrassed, are people going to see me? I couldn't go into the movie there. I was simply embarrassed, I was blocked. Imagine those, you know, 60 years ago, those movies, they could get your Shemaim from that. And didn't allow me to get in there. I couldn't, I was blocked. Today, the phonography comes into the yeshiva. You have it in every. What's going on here? It's the final phase. Now you have to test yourself. I wonder how people could. You have to. This is the final yichud. You have to be ben soli. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody blocks you. You have to prove yourself. We are not the midbar. I say for many, many years I'm talking about it. That we to know is of Marcus McLean. But I discovered the Cheskel, the Novi, unbelievable. It says word by word our situation. Learn it inside. Perikov Yecheskel. Perikov. It's an unbelievable perik. That imagine the Yom Zikni so leader of Hashem. The elders of Jews came to have a dialogue with Hashem. What do you want from us? You threw us away. You divorced us and so on and so. Why have you committed to you? Why? You have no business with us. You threw us away. You divorced us. Klumiyas Baal Shagirish sister. What do you want from us? So Hashem says, no. I'm not giving up. And Hashem swore, I'm going to run over you with a strong head, and you're going to go through this. I'm not giving up on you. Hashem loves us too much. Then he goes on and enumerates five tikufos. How is it in English, tikufos? Five periods in the history of Klal Yisrael. Most mafarshim only enumerate four. They don't divide the four into a fifth, because they told Mashiach, but yes, we're not going to go into it. Very few pinpoint the fifth and beyond the fifth goals. Goals is more. He knew it's actually five. He says, you were in Mitzrayim, I sent Moshe Rabbeinu to get you out because I promised. Yamlu speak, you spit in my face, he didn't want. But 20% he managed after everything. Okay, that's first good five. Said, I brought you into the midbar. Gave you everything. What did you do? Yamlu speak, you spit in my face. He didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Meraglim wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. Now, Sarosh, not some Mitzrayim. The midbar, we gave a lot of trouble to Kodesh Baruch. Third kufa, avoiding Tevet Yisroel. I gave everything. Shlomo Melech, Novi, Besam Mikdash, everything. Two Besam Mikdash I gave you. What do? You destroyed it. The fourth kufa, Golus, Shiva Dama Malchus, Bovel Morda Yom Eledot. You go to the guy, let me see, the guy will kick you out, yeah. Hippie did a good job. He got us back 6 million Jews. He sanctified 6 million in Kodesh. You wanted to run away? You're not running away. You're a Jew. Shem took us back. Now it must be the fifth kufa. How time of the day. Literally says it word by word. Posek lamet gimel lamet dalet lamet hei lamet vof. Bo oitzi eschem ye'artza sa'amin. I took you out from the nations. No more goals. You're free to go any place. Rosh, you could go any place. Bo oitzi eschem ye'artza sa'amin. I took you from all the nations. You're free. We're free. Is anybody holding you back? Antisemitism, discrimination is international crime. You could be penalized for that. And I'm going to collect you, going to get together wherever you want. You're going to get together, going to collect you together from where till now you were dispersed with great anger from one end to another. All the goals which you went to throw around Jews here and there was you could come and take this, you could travel any place, no problem. Jews are going to Poland, goes to Luzhansk, can go to Uman, thousands of people going to plotting away. Yeah, we do what we want. All freedom. I couldn't. Come on, says. I'm going to bring you into the midbar. Just I took you away from Father, you went to the midbar. I took you out from the Golas, and now there's a station before Mashiach. Midbar. Midbar is the proof. Are you waiting for you? I'm bring you into the midbar. When I'm going to judge you and test you, pony mal pony, face of individually. Till now, you had a harsh, the Holocaust, this and we always had groups. Nobody in the Holocaust, Hashem, why me? Why us? All along in Golos, expulsion, everything with you, was never individual. Why us? So, today, everyone is so peculiar. This guy can't find the Shidduch, this guy can't get out of the Shidduch. These are no children, he has too many children. Everyone has problems. Hashem is testing you, my color, individually. Nishpat chem ponim el ponim. Kasher nishpatet yitchem b'midbar b'otzei shoyis me'eretz Mitzrayim. We are really duplicating the exact situation as you were when you took you out of Mitzrayim. You didn't come straight to Eretz Yisrael, the cheder ha'yichud. You had to prove yourself in the midbar. Mashiach cannot come, we go to another final proof. Are you really waiting up for Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ve'evar eschem tachos ha'shovet. Now take you over the stick, under the raft. Since the Radak in the Malvin, just when we were mixed in the sheep, so we made one little door, only one could come out, and we'd come, one, two, three, with a Siri, a Kodesh, we marked it with a red paint on a zinc, this is holy. So Hashem will test him as an individual, and why every tent should be holy, should make it. I said, Mitzrayim came at 1 of 5, 20%. Today in the Midbar, should make it 1 of 10, at least 20%. Now I will bring you into who is committed to the covenant of Mitzvah. Are you having Mitzvah Yaakov? Now it says, "Ovi Eschem in Midbar Ha'amim." So the Mefarshim still wants Amim, Amim, Amim. All one said because most of the Mefarshim never believed they're going to slip into the fifth category, God's commission. They all thought they're going to come up with Mashiach Ben Yosef, four gods, Shiva Dara Malkus. But everyone, the Chaim Vital says, "No, we're into the fifth God. We're going to Shmod." So we have the midbar, you have all the freedom to go in direction, but you have all the army you have in the midbar. There's not one thing which the army has, you don't have your internet, with a push of a button, you're there. It's in the midbar, not in the midbar. You could be any place where you want to be. You're in the midbar, you could be totally isolated with the Kurdish button. It's happening in the that is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Kore Olai Moed. When we had Pesach, when Hashem gave us everything, we goofed, we lost it. Saints are going totally hiding. Now we know that the Medrash says Mashiach is born Tisha B'Av afternoon. Who is Mashiach? Mashiach is every one of us. Every one of us is a little, every color is a whole wife of Hashem, Bishvili Nivra Oyam. In the Golos, when we were all in collective situation, you never saw your individuality. Today, you recognize individuality. You are single-handedly have to fight the whole world. And nobody knows where you are. Only Hashem. You could fool the whole world. You could be a nice guy, Ben Torah, learning, Shashiva, and Rebbe, even a Mekubal, but nobody knows who you're cheating with. Where you are. This is very, very, very individual. That means when Tisha B'Av and everything got ruined, there's nobody left, only me. Only me. Shvilin Nivroi. And now you find Hashem, you make a Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Moed. You've met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tisha B'Av and Pesach is the same accomplishment. Pesach, Hashem took me to him, and Tisha B'Av, I take Hashem to me. That's Mashiach. But every individual is the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yichud could be made two ways. Moshe Rabbeinu took us from Mitzrayim, took us into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem took me to him, gave us Shlomo HaMelech. Why today? The world is open. So the Hadas Amalek is fighting Yichud. Paro is fighting Kiddushin. You don't get married to Kodesh Baruch Hu, leave, stay in Mitzrayim. That's 80% it. Right? Leave Yiddishkeit. That's Paro. Amalek says, no, but then he fights Yichud. Don't be so happy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sorry? You have to go into Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? The enjoyment? I give all the enjoyment. What is missing for you? You can't go in. Amalek blocks the Yichud. Amalek is there with us today. Then we say, you have personal mishpatim, ponim upon you, personal problems, issue with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who does the technology appeal? It says a chadas. When a person has pain, he wants to run away from himself. The world, Okay, you don't pay attention to your wife. So your wife is on the computer, so you don't need a husband. You have a computer, or vice versa. Same thing. If wife doesn't give you attention, you go on the computer. The world is actually competing with the Kodesh Baruch. Don't get locked up with the Kodesh Baruch. That's technology of that Samolek. And here Samolek means when you detach yourself from technology, if a person doesn't believe everything Gemara says, Emes says with Kol Kavona Omen Yehei Shmei Rabo, the name of God Hashem should be completed, we should make the unison with Him, that's called Shmei Rabo. We have Meshem Echot Shmoy Echot. Amolek is fighting the Shmoy, a Paro is fighting Hashem. Don't get Kodesh to Hashem, don't marry a Kodesh Baruch, leave him alone. Amolek says, yeah, be married, but he had his own private life too. Shmoy Echot אין כיסוי שורם עד שמול יגזר שמול יוד על קייס קו כבלכם שמול it means the case of the קו the שם השם is יוד קי ואוף קי יוד קי is the חוסן השם is giving creating two worlds על מזו על מהו and so on ואוף קי I'm bringing down to me I'm living with it the ואוף קי is my קו he puts a case a cover on the יוד קי and that's it leave alone you don't bring your ואוף קי the שם שמו is not שולם. That's what Amalek is doing. How? It's not a Dvorim Masurim. Paro makes Dvorim Masurim. Moses said, no, Hesel Kadas. Just don't think. When Odo Barishi was in the Gan Eden, and he had to fight his inner Yetzer. He didn't have Yetzer Revoi Desore. He had Yetzer Revoi, tempting, Toifu Lemacho. So what Hashem tells him, how do you fight the inner thing? Tell Darko, pay attention. The minute you stop paying attention, Hesel Kadas, you're falling. You don't have to go to bad things. And we were not trained for that. Till now we were always fighting Paro, he didn't let us be Jews and so on. So and they, okay, you could have a little bit of freedom, you could have a Sechadas, you're allowed to have kosher entertainment, kosher. But Amalek, you can't find it as Sechadas. I'm a lot on flights, a lot on planes. Okay, I have no terrace of not to learn, I have a little computer, I have collateral included in the computer. There isn't a mitzvah which I can't have. I have everything on the computer. So here I have the computer, collateral included, and here I have a movie. Okay, that's Bila. Okay, I have no problem with it. That's stupidity. I have no problem with the movie. I would never do it because it's repulsive. My problem is not the movie. Movie is paroi. My problem is when I open the computer to learn Torah, who jumps up? Games. That's my problem. That's a movie. Nobody goes on the internet to see because we want to get wrong in the movies. How's for sure? Look at this, curiosity, nature, this, okay, news. Not supposed to hear news. My Rebbe used to say, Reb Chodor Weissman, a Jew not supposed to read any newspaper, even the most charedi one, only the headlines. Headline is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Commentary is the goy ready. Hashem is playing for you. Headlines is all a Kodesh Baruch. The minute you leave the headline, Hashem, you, why? How do I have to respond? Commentary, oh, he said that. The rest of it is going, leaving Hashem's message. That's our problem. And that's, so what's wrong with the commentaries, knowing everything was going on with Obama, with this, with Iran? There is Hashem in the picture. That's sidetracking us, Hesach Adav. People don't chat. The issue of the technology is not to make you wrong things, that's paroi. Be beyond it, hopefully. We're ready. Hesach Adav. You don't walk in the head of Yichud with your chosin, okay, with your computer. You know, you come and you open up a mishpacha and you say, what is it? I didn't finish this article, very interesting article. Wait a minute. It's kosher, nothing wrong, but not in the head of Yichud. We are today in the head of Yichud. We're not at the wedding anymore. It's only gone. So if you know that, that's called a line moyed. So therefore, Tisha B'Av and Pesach are the same thing. Pesach is a Kodesh Baruch Hu who took us to him. Tisha B'Av, we discovered ourselves. I was born on Tisha B'Av. He took everything away from me. I'm of Rom Avinu. I'm starting from scratch. I'm looking for you. I'm going to get into Yichud. And Tisha B'Av, that's the birth of Mashiach, and that's when Mekar Mashiach became a very big man.
I should have told you.